let's listen to a little new music from the legendary Jimmy Cliff, Human Touch. Chance to talk with Jimmy Cliff yesterday about the new single, Human Touch, his upcoming album, and next year's 50th anniversary of the groundbreaking film, The Harder They Come. Hello, Jimmy. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Blessed love, Rich. It's my pleasure to be with you, sir.
I love the new song, Human Touch. It is a perfect song for the times, and so I was surprised to learn that it's actually a lyrics that you wrote a few years ago. You must have been delighted to realize how perfect they are for the year 2021.
Indeed. Yes, I did write the song in 2017 and recorded it a little later down in 2017. And actually, none of us knew what the future has. We didn't know that we were going to have a COVID virus that would touch the whole planet. And it's something that could be very soothing to the people at this time going through what we're going through.
Well, there's no question.
Touch. We all need it.
We all miss that human touch for sure. Now, originally the song was about, being on tour and missing your family?
Exactly. Actually, I was in Japan, and as the story goes, I tell the story again. The show finished, and there was a piano at the back there in the dressing room, and this feeling just come over me, and I went to the piano and start playing. And I was very conscious because I used the technology that existed, that I could phone my family and all of them and talk to them on Skype and all of that, or some other app. But I did miss the human touch. So that was how that song came.
What is it, Jimmy, about music and its power to bring people together?
Well, you know, music is the first thing that music is sound. Sound is tone. And like in the Bible, it says, in the beginning was the Word. And Word is sound. And music is sound, tone, rhythm, and all of that. So it touches the human being because it was from the beginning of time as we know it.
We're talking with Jimmy Cliff here on Downtown. Do you feel, and I mean, it seems that you do, that this is another step on a journey for you, a journey at this stage of life, but also musically, and that everything has led you to this point?
I'm glad you mentioned that word journey, because it's one of my songs that I close my show with, because we all are on a journey in this life on the planet Earth. So my journey, yeah, has been an interesting and fruitful one. And I look forward to the continuation of my journey. Where I am, I'm very pleased and grateful to what I have achieved, but there is greater yet to be done.
Along with the new single, you've got a new album coming out soon called Bridges. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Bridges is another one of the songs that I wrote from a long time. And Bridges is commenting on the fate of the world, as I usually do. Live my life, feel the feel of people and my own experiences. And Bridges is talking about, we need some bridges. We need bridges. And it has to be cemented with love. bridges in the political field, in the economical field, in the religious field. We need bridges to we can be all come together. We need that. Without that, the humanity will not survive. Bridges, yes, indeed.
It's a great message. It seems of late we've been burning them more than building bridges.
That's what we need to do. Build them instead of burning them, indeed. Yes, sir, you're very right.
It is hard to believe, and I'm sure it is for you as well, that next year we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of The Harder They Come. Such a landmark movie. First of all, where has that time gone?
Indeed, where has it gone? That's what we always say. Where did the time go? Well, yeah, it's the 50th anniversary, and seems just like yesterday to me. But I'm looking forward to celebrating it. We don't know what we're going to do, but the movie and the new album will be coming out just about that same time. And I'm looking forward to do some things with the people who I made it with. The director, Perry Hensel, is gone, but his family has taken over the legacy of what he has done. So we will be collaborating and do some things to celebrate that movie.
Obviously, it was an important film for you, but I have to think, wasn't it also an important film for your home, for the people of Jamaica?
Indeed, it was. It was very important for me because it put me on another ladder in the field that I am. People knew me as a singer-songwriter, but they come to recognize that, oh, he's a good actor too. And, you know, I've always looked at myself as a better actor than singer. And when the way Mr. Ensel got me to do the movie, he read my mind and he said, you know, I think you're a better actor than singer. I said, wow, only I knew that I was thinking that. And because he said that, he got me to do the movie.
That is wonderful. We've lost some giants in the music world in the last year or so with Toots and Bunny Wailer, so important to not just reggae music, but music all over the world.
Yes, indeed, because, yes, Toots and Bunny Wailer, but also Hugh Roy, which is the daddy of the rap, or we call it DJ. So Hugh Roy went as well. About the same time, a little before Bunny Wailer. And you know, as you know, the rapping is influenced very much from the DJ. They used to take it over to New York or Philly or wherever, all outside of Jamaica. And so the music of the mainstream music of today is very much inspired by Jamaican music.
Are you still swimming every day, Jimmy?
Oh, yes. I didn't get to do my swimming yet because I woke up early this morning. I did my walk. I also do walking. I walk like an hour early, and then I come back and I swim for at least a half an hour. So when I'm finished these interviews, I'm going to do my swimming.
Excellent. Well, you stay healthy and safe. It is so wonderful to have new Jimmy Cliff music out there. The new single is called Human Touch. Jimmy, it's a treat for us. Thank you so much for making some time for us today.
Thank you very much indeed. I appreciate talking to you.
So much fun. Jimmy Cliff. Man, oh man. Human Touch, and then the upcoming album Bridges, and next year the 50th anniversary of The Harder They Come. The great Jimmy Cliff here on Downtown.